This is how many people fail. They don't understand the necessity and the power to recharge their spirit. If your iPhone or your phone stops, the battery dies. How many of you know it takes a few hours to recharge it? Your spirit is the same, but I know with everyone's is different. I know with my spirit where I am. It takes me, if I'm empty, I'm empty. I cannot give out anymore. It's like everything in my life is shaken. I know for me, it takes 2 weeks to recharge my spirit fully. And that means 2 weeks, just me and God alone. That's it. Where I will see Him. I will see angels. He'll minister to me. He'll minister to me in the Word. I'll pray. I'll be in a place of stillness for hours and hours and days. That's how my spirit gets recharged. Then I can go from there again. But when people don't understand, they're running on empty. And that's when the devil comes in to try to remove them. Because now they've lost their discernment and their ability to discern what is of God and what is not. And that's where they're making wrong decisions. I'll share with you guys just now. Are you guys with me? So it's recharging. Listen, people, we recharge our cell phones, our iPhones, our Samsung, but we never recharge our spirit. Your spirit is recharged in the stillness of God. Where there's no physical thing, there's no distractions, just you and God. There's a place, we call it, where God quickens your spirit like this. He energizes it. That's where we need to get, as Christians, to be recharged. Are you guys with me? You know, it's like, when we don't have our spirits recharged, that's when we easily take offense because we're not guarding our hearts. We can't discern the different voices. And that is where the devil comes in. And where Jesus said to Peter, Satan has asked for you to sift you, but I am praying for you, and because of that you will make it. Or where Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, you have been found wanting. You have been measured on the scales, and you have been found wanting. Are you guys with me? The devil comes when you are weak. When Esau was weak, he sold his birthright. It was a great business move from Jacob's side. But it was very bad from Esau. Jacob watched him and was strategically, no, now this he's tired, he's weak. He will do anything now. He will sell this thing to me so quickly. He's weak. He's desperate. Are you guys with me? That's where the devil comes in. So listen. Let me get to the scripture. Job 28 verse 7. Listen to this. Job is speaking about a path, an avenue. He says, that path that no bird knows, nor has the falcon's eye seen it. Next verse. The proud lions have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed over it. Just stay with me. Go to the previous verse. Are you guys with me? Job is saying, listen here, there is a path, an avenue, a place to walk that no bird knows. The falcon's eye has not seen it, meaning birds represent demons in scriptures. He said there's a road where the demonic isn't present. Next verse. He said the proud lions, how many of you know the lion, the devil comes like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. There are some that he's allowed to devour and some not. The Bible says Satan is like a lion, seeking whom he may devour or not. So the lion speaks of Satan. There's a road, listen. In this Christian life, if you discover it, I'm not speaking of roses and a rose garden. But what I'm saying is there's a place where we can walk, where Satan cannot touch you. It's difficult, of course, I know that, but there is a place. Are you guys with me? There's an avenue to walk where the birds cannot come in and the lion cannot come in. Where you can be so covered and protected in your heart. Where your spirit can be so protected. Your spirit can be one with God. The Bible said that in the old covenant, that Enoch walked with God and suddenly he was not, for God took him. And if you study Enoch's life, he walked so tightly with God that he became dangerous on the earth. That if he looked at somebody, they would die. That's if you study Enoch's life. And God said, no, Enoch, you're getting too dangerous. You're getting too much. You're becoming like me too much. It was illegal for God to be on the earth. Do you guys understand me? God gave the earth over to Adam and Eve. Let them have dominion. They gave it over to Satan. Are you guys with me? God could not legally come into the earth. But here Enoch was beginning to carry God, looking like him, intertwining, walking with him. The word walks means to look with the eye and become one. And he walked and he became so much of God into Enoch that it was illegal for God to be on the earth. And God is saying, no, Enoch, I need to take you to heaven because this thing is becoming illegal. That's why Enoch must still come back. Are you guys with me? Together with Elijah, still come back and die a natural death. But there's a place where we can be, where the devil cannot touch you. I am convinced of it, that even if you're there and you feel you don't have money for rent, that's coming in, or this sickness is hitting you, or this business problem is hitting you, it doesn't touch you. Before it even gets to you, it doesn't. You don't worry about it. You have peace. Are you guys with me? Listen. Okay. In this place, this is what I call the secret to power. So let's go to Psalm 80 verse 18. Psalm 80 verse 18. Okay, you got it. Psalm 80 verse 18. Listen. Psalm 80 verse 18. Then I want to explain this because I'm going to just drop one key today. Like I said, one secret for us to move in power. If you do this before you even get back next week Sunday, you will experience power. I can promise you that. If you do this thing, you will experience power. Your relationship with God will increase. Yeah, the Bible says that he'll take us from strength to strength, from glory to glory, and then it says from power to power. Christianity without power is just a religion. It's a dead church. Are you guys with me? And it is anti-Christ. I'm going to say it again. There are churches planted today, and they are on TV, and they are huge. They are anti-power of God. If you lay hands in the church, they mock you. If I have to go there and preach, they will tell me, you are not allowed to lay hands. You are not allowed to pray in tongues. They are anti the power of God. Paul said to Timothy, those who have a form of godliness, but denying the power of God, turn away from them. Those who look like they are Christians, they go to church, they serve God, they raise their hands in worship, but they deny the power. Get away from them. Run away from them. It was the power of God that resurrected Christ. It was the power of God that saved my soul. Not principles. Come on, are you guys with me? It will take people sitting here, and that's why we are called Encounter Christian Church. It'll take people sitting here that has an encounter with God, and they're coming out of that place of encounter full of the power of God. And you can touch. Listen. Now, the problem is this. That I can tell people, we must pray, we must fast. Look at this, Psalm 80 verse 18. Then we will turn back from you. King David is saying, revive us. Say with you, revive us. Quicken us, he's saying. And we will call upon your name. The word and there is actually then. So it means revive us, then we will call upon your name. There's a truth in scripture. If we don't understand this, we will miss it. That we cannot come to God and pray unless he draws us. You cannot go back home now and say, I'm going to seek the face of God. You'll find nothing. I promise you. Unless if you understand what I'm going to share with you just now. Are you guys with me? Jesus says, no man comes to the Father, unless he draws them. Okay? I'm not speaking of salvation now. I'm speaking of spending time. That even by reading the Bible and praying, we can do it in the flesh and not in the spirit. I've seen people pray in tongues, ba la ba ba, just making a noise. Then I've seen people praying in the spirit but using a tongue. Are you guys with me? Some pray, it sounds like a clanging cymbal. It's just noise that actually calls demons. Anyway, then you have people that pray, Lavruska Andre Benyaska Tekalabai. Their spirit connects. They're not loud. When I mean loud, they're not attracting attention. Are you guys with me? The devil is not afraid of loudness. He's afraid of whether it's spirit or not. Many people don't do things in the flesh. They can read the Bible in the flesh. That's why, if you want to know how do I do it, if you've read the Bible and you feel tired after a verse, or you're not, it's the flesh. There's no Holy Ghost. Okay. But now, how do we get to the place where it can be led of God? Are you guys with me? I'm not here to discourage you. I want to get this truth through to you. Many people live what we call a soulish life. You get a spiritual life, you get a spiritual man, you get a carnal man, and then you get a soulish man. Natural man, you get a soulish man. A soulish Christian is the most dangerous Christian. Okay. I think I must preach on the spirit, soul, body one day. A spiritual Christian is dangerous in a good way. A soulish Christian is what will split your church. A soulish Christian. They have a soulish experience with God, not a spiritual experience. Then you have the natural man. Anyway, so listen to this. So King David is saying, listen here, revive us so that we can call again upon your name. If you don't quicken us, if you don't revive us, we cannot call upon your name. So how do we get to the place where we can be in a place where God is actually finding pleasure in us and beginning to draw us? Are you guys with me? I said again, I'm not speaking of salvation. I'm speaking of getting into an intimate relationship with God. There's a thing that we call, say with me, waiting. Go to Psalm, I don't know where it is, Psalm 47 verse 10. Maybe you can just check. It says, be still and know that I am God. Is it that one? 46 verse 10. Be still. Say with me, be still. And know that I'm God. God is saying, listen here. Be still. Then know that I am God. When you are still in a place called the secret place, you will see my face. When you are still, what it means by still, you get to a place where you still your spirit. You calm your spirit. Before I ministered, many times before I'd done big meetings, big crusades, big conferences, sometimes thousands of people, I would be at a place, even if I'm driving in a car, if somebody picks me up, my spirit would be calm and still. I wouldn't even talk to them. I wouldn't even look at them. Sometimes they talk, I don't listen. I'm still and I'm in the spirit and I'm already seeing the service. I see who's going to sit where in the spirit. I see what is going to happen. I see me waving my jacket that side, casting out a demon there. I'm in the spirit. There's no time. Are you guys with me? And I calm my spirit. I'm still. It is that place where there's victory for you. It is when you come out of that place where your spirit will be charged. You'll be full of energy and you'll be able to have victory that day. Listen. Listen. Where are we? Be still and know that I'm God. So I want to share with you, how do we get to a place of where God can begin to pull us? Where we can actually call upon Him and we can get into prayer and we can get into the Word. It is when our hearts are open and we're in a place of stillness and we're waiting for Him. Say with me, waiting. Amazing, we can wait in a doctor's room for 3 hours. You cannot wait for God even for 5 minutes. Are you guys with me? We wait for a physical doctor for 3 hours to check something with our physical body. But the one who judges and decides where our spirits will go, we don't give him 5 minutes a day. D.L. Moody said this, give me any man in the world and if I can get him to be quiet and silent for 5 minutes and let him think of eternity, of the mortality of his soul, I will get him saved. Are you guys with me? Okay. You look at me like strange. Okay, it's boring. It's okay. I'm giving you a really secret here. Listen, go to Psalm 62, verse 1. King David says, I'm going to read a few scriptures to give you the waiting thing, just to understand waiting. He says, truly my soul, New King James, guys. I'm not going to speak twice, three times. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From Him comes my salvation. Next verse. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. When I wait upon God, that is where I'm in defense. I shall not be greatly moved, which means that when you wait on God, in that place of stillness, there'll be no shaking that can move you. Can't pay the rent, it wouldn't touch you. Go with me to Isaiah 40 verse 31. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Listen to this. We'll close now in 5 minutes. I need to give you this. Read this with me. Say, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Okay, I hope next time, energy. Speak it into your spirit. Amen. Say, I wait upon the Lord. Listen, one of the things that will happen, let me just give it to you quickly before we go. There are things that happen when you get into this place of stillness. Are you guys with me? Showed you how I do it with music. I told you how I remove distractions and I'm still and I'm quiet. The first thing that will happen, it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So with your strength, when you're in this place, it might take 30 minutes, some take 7 hours, maybe 10 minutes. The more you do it, the quicker you actually get to God. But the thing is, a lot of times people battle in that place because of their flesh. The flesh is too strong. Are you guys with me? Okay, the flesh is an enmity to God. So he says, in that place, when you have that quickening, when you wait upon God, the first thing that happens, you're given strength. Are you guys with me? You're given a spiritual energy. And believe it or not, the word energy is in the Bible. I said in the first service, and we've taught you in the church, it's the Greek word energeo. And in fact, the power of the Holy Spirit works by energeo. The power to cast out demons work by energeo. Kratos' power works by energeo. If energeo is not present, nothing can happen. You can be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You can be full of power. You can lay hands on somebody and nothing will happen if you don't have energy. Say with me, energeo. It's energy that comes from heaven. It's God quickening your spirit and your energy. So don't get new age on me, okay? It's in scripture. Are you guys with me? If you get new age on me, it's because you are twisted, okay? So it's when God quickens our mortal body, that word is energeo. He quickens it. It's an energeo that comes in. It is through that God moves with his power. So listen, the second thing that will come in, he says, they shall mount up. So with him, mount up with wings of eagles, which means that an eagle flies and it detects and discerns the currents and the winds. Your discernment will return when you wait on the Lord. Are you guys with me? Listen, this is where many people lose it. Their time of stillness and waiting on God is losing. 1 year they haven't done it. 2 years they haven't done it. All of a sudden, things begin to go wrong. They move from church to church to church. They think this guy's evil, this guy's good. Then they're going from this business to that one and they've lost their discernment. They don't have an ability to know the enemy is coming or the devil wants to remove me here or wants to cut a relationship here. Are you guys with me? When your discernment is back, it's your spiritual perception. That is where you have spiritual perception and you pray and you can know, but wait, there's an attack on my family. I know now, I have discernment. I know how to handle this. I don't have to fall for this. I have to tell my wife this or my husband this or my kids this, that we must stay strong during this moment. You have discernment. When people lose discernment, they cannot see anything. They will call what is God, what is of God, not God. It is amazing. I was speaking to somebody this week. I said, it is amazing. We're speaking about an incredible one man of God, a prophet, that many say that he's satanic. I said to him, I said, listen, I said, don't you think it is absurd that somebody can look, feel the presence, the power, signs, wonders, and miracles. You can see when God is in a person or not and say that is satanic. I said, then those who call that satanic, we actually call these guys now who say that is satanic, you know, we see them as men of God. I said, we have lost it somewhere. That we can lose, remember, Eli lost his sight. When Hannah was in the temple crying and weeping. Are you guys with me? Hannah was crying and weeping. And Eli looked at her and he saw her mouth moving. He had such low spiritual sight, such no discernment. A man of God. And he says, listen, why are you so drunk here? Get out. The curse of getting blind. You no longer see where God moves. Anyway, okay. So, say with your discernment. The third thing that will happen, you shall mount up. You will, and that altitude will change. Are you guys with me? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32, we finish this now. He says, the Bible says, I shall make you to fly in the high places of the earth. And there you will suck honey out of the rock. And you will siphon oil out of the flinty rock. Meaning it is in the high places in the spirit where the anointing comes on you. It is in the high places where the devil cannot touch you. Are you guys with me? Altitude changes everything. You even altitude determines a different kind of breathing. Are you guys with me? Some people can only be at that high level for an hour, then they come down. Other people can stay there. It changes everything about you. It's a high altitude. Listen, number four, say with me, speed. They shall run and not be weary. They shall begin to pick up momentum, and you will never see them getting tired or weary because they were waiting on the Lord. Are you guys with me? This waiting is that gives you that energy and that supernatural ability to do this. Say with me, power. This is the secret to power, guys. I'm giving it to you here. Go practice it at home. You'll have power next week Sunday. I promise you. Unless if God decides to test you a bit longer, but you'll have power. Okay. So say speed. So it gives you acceleration. It takes you to a place where things happen suddenly, whether it's business and ministry. It happens suddenly. Even with this, listen, even with this church, I remember when we planted the first church. It was 2-3 months we got into this building. I think we did this building in 1 month, but the speed that God did it. It doesn't mean we're rushing things. It was just when God said now, it was speed. That's how he moves. The Holy Ghost never moves slow. He moves. When you lay hands on people, anybody will tell you that moves in the spirit, you have to move fast. If you stop it, you break the flow of the Holy Ghost and he lifts. That's how it works. It's and those things are experience. And number five, so through fellowship. When we begin to wait on the Lord, it says they shall run, not he, not I, they shall walk and not faint. God will increase and bring back fellowship with you. Somebody that's waiting on the Lord does not church hop or be out there and not be in a local church. God brings fellowship. Are you guys with me? Say with me, hunger. Waiting on the Lord, another thing that will bring you is it'll bring spiritual hunger. A person that is not hungry in the natural is sick. But a person that is not hungry in the spirit is sick. But when you're spiritually hungry, you cannot wait to get in the presence of God. That happens when we begin to cultivate being still and know God. Are you guys with me? How many of you understand what we're saying? Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Let's give Jesus a praise offering. Let me pray for you. Just raise your hands. Father, I pray for every person. May your anointing be upon them. May your power rest upon them. May you bring them this revelation of being still and knowing who you are. Make our lives become still and full of rest. Let power be ignited and birthed out of that place. I pray that your spirit will be upon them, that you'll bring them back safely tonight. That tonight your voice will speak and your presence will be here. We love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you.